Now, God's main message to us is this: I love you, and you have my word on it. Now, God's word is not just verbal words that we can relate to. God's word is our life. God says, before time, he was. God created time. Before all existence, God. And God said, I want life, and God's plan was put in motion during the time of all creation, including time. Time has no control with God. God said, I'm going to send my word. God said, I want you to understand my word. I love you. Now, when God says, I love you, count on it. None of your actions are going to change God's love for you. God said, I love you, and I love you the way you are. Isn't that amazing? God loves you just like you are. Doesn't mean he's not going to change you, give you direction. He loves you because you are his creation. You're no accident. God said, you have my word on this. My love for you will never end. And my love for you will guide you through the end of your walk into human existence. Now, before you give up on your human existence, listen to me. Don't. There's a reason for it. You and I are put here on earth to share the love from God to those who have not known him and do not know him. We have a purpose. So therefore, if you cut your life short, you've cut God short. You have not fulfilled God's purpose for your life. I cannot go on home to be in eternity with Christ and with my family until I finish the work that God has called me to do. Jesus said that. I must finish the work my Father has sent me here to do. Don't give up. Look up. Don't quit. Begin anew. Well, you know that path I was blocked on. Okay, take another path. Step by step, God will lead you. And in that leading, he's not leading you to the wilderness. God's not the one that puts us in the wilderness of our life. We do that. We get in the wilderness of this life because of our own foolishness, because of our lack of asking direction from God. God, give me direction. Oh, but now, Lord, I know you're directing me to that personality, but let's try another one. No, that's not the way it works. Lord, I just quit. How many pastors I've listened to, and I'm a little difficult with pastors. I just can't take it anymore, Larry. Well, suck it up, Marine. You know, I can't take it anymore. What are you talking about? Haven't you preached the story of Jesus Do you know what that took? Haven't you looked at your life and understand that Jesus decided you're worth it? His life? So he gave it for you? And you said yes to him, and now you want to quit? I've had such a hard time. You don't know what a hard time is. Jesus does. You see, I'll never feel the pain that Jesus felt, because Jesus took all the pain, all the suffering of every human being that would ever be born, and he bore it in his human condition. That's why God came, folks. And God says, I am your word, and my word I give to you, and my word I leave with you. Remember? And the word that I give will not return back to me void. God says, I have the purpose for you. Follow God's direction. God's word is the beginning. In beginning, Scripture says, in beginning is God's word. When God speaks, it begins. When God speaks, you get up. When God speaks, he sends those in flesh and blood to help you up, because it's the word that must be gotten out there. You got the word of God. You got the power of life. You have the peace of life in that word. Deliver it to a lost and dying world. It's God's word. Doesn't get more powerful than that. When God says get up, you get up. John 1 verse 1. Listen to it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Oh, that's the Word. And the Word was to become flesh. I'll read that to you in a second. But see, God laid the plan. Again, you're not a mistake. Your life is not a mistake. But you have to catch me on this. God has given us the ability to receive his word into our life as individuals. Mom and dad can't be with you all the time. The ones you love may not be around at that time. But God is. That's why we call it the personal relationship that we have with our Savior, Jesus Christ. He knows my name. And Jesus said, I will never leave you. I'll get you, Daddy, here as fast as I can, but I'm here. Now, that's why we build that relationship with our Savior in our heart. The world cannot conquer you, because the world has to go through your Savior. And God said, you have my word on it. I got God's word that I will make it. Now, you see, and this doesn't deal with living or dying in the flesh. This has to do with you, because you're eternal. You're going to live forever. Anyway, you'll either live in heaven or you'll live in hell. But the human being was created to live forever. And when you say yes to Jesus, I accept Jesus as Lord of my life, it's forever with him you will be. He will never walk out on you. It doesn't matter whether you're in the jungles of Vietnam, in street fighting in Dominican Republic. Doesn't matter. Your Savior is with you. It doesn't matter whether you collapse. Jesus is right there. And he sends the cocky ones to you to tell you this is what you will do. Because we are handpicked by God. And God says, I give you my word. Isn't that something? I don't have to worry about that. God promised. God fulfills every promise. God's word then was given a body. His name is Jesus. And the scripture said, well, let me read it to you. John 14. The word became flesh at Jesus and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory. You're still looking at it, folks. When you look at one another, you'll see the glory of God. It is the creation of the human being. The glory of God. And God sent his only begotten Son to give us the power, the strength, the courage to stand strong. So you stand in his word and by his word. And he made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only. There's not another one. There's one God who came from the Father, full of grace. I love grace and truth. You see, remember, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm your life. And I live within you. I'm your life. And being your life means that I'm always going to be with you. The pain of life, the brokenness of life, you'll never have to go through alone. Jesus says, I'm the word, and I give you my word. God said, my only begotten Son, I give. He is the word. And whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Not everlasting dying. That's for hell. And I remember one time, one revival that I preached, and I remember stressing, and I kept wondering, why do I keep stressing that to people? But I kept stressing and stressing, because they say, well, I can't wait to get to hell where all my friends are, and we're just going to party. Now, there's no party going on in hell. And your friends might be there, but you're not going to know it. It is a place of utter darkness. It is a place where you and you alone witness what it's like not to feel the love of God. See, it doesn't matter the mess we get in today. Those messes, those are nothing. I got the love of God around me. Not in hell, I wouldn't. It doesn't exist there. And the people who mock it are the people who don't know the word. Therefore, don't condemn them. Don't push them away. Share the word. That's what we're here for. Share the word. Well, how do I share him? Tell the world what Jesus did for you. Don't use somebody else's story. Use your own. You know what Christ has done for you in your life. Tell them the story Christ gave you. God's word was given a body for a reason. You and I cannot come in the presence of God in our human condition. We can't be in God's home like we are. So as many say, well, yes, but it is so horrible that you talk about death like that. I don't talk about death that way. I talk about the power of death. It has no authority over me. I ain't dying. I told you all, you stuck with me throughout eternity. Get used to it. If you don't love me, you might as well start, because you're going to love me where we're going. You got it? Therefore, God came down in the flesh, in the body, to make sure that you and I get to be with him. But because of the sin of our life, we had to be able to get rid of that sin that would drag us down. And God saw the human race, and the human race couldn't do it. We couldn't get it right because of our human condition. And Jesus said, Father, I'll go. I love them. I'll go. And Jesus came and he paid. He fulfilled the laws and the prophets of the Old Testament. He did not negate it, the Old Testament. He fulfilled it so that we would see the history of our salvation. Only one could be offered. And his name is Jesus. He's the Word. And God gave us his Word that we would get to be with him. But you can't see him in your human condition. You got to leave this body. When we sang, I'll Fly Away, that's what he's talking about. We got to leave this body. We don't die, the body does, because it's made of flesh. You are a spirit that has a body, so you can walk around on planet Earth. Where are you going? You don't need it, but you're getting a good one. I mean, you're getting a glorified body. You're going to be pretty. Yep, you're going to be able to glorify God through the body that he has given you, and that's an eternal body. But you see, we got work to do in this body first. So therefore, God said, you have my word on it. God's word prayed for us. Now listen to what he prayed. Jesus prayed for us. If you'll look at the Gospel of John chapter 17, that's a prayer Jesus prayed. The whole chapter. What is it? 22 verses in there or something? That's the whole chapter. 17. First section, Jesus prays for himself. The next part, he prays for his disciples. The last part, he prays for you and me. Now you listen to him. Starting with verse 22. I have given them the glory you gave me. He's talking to God the Father in his prayer. And he's talking about us, those who are saved. He's already prayed for his disciples, already prayed for himself. That's a good, that's what I tell you all the time. When you start your prayer, pray for you. You got to get it straight. Then you pray for others. But listen, I have given them the glory you gave me, Father, that they may be one as we are one. Oh, listen to that prayer. Now you listen to me. Jesus never prayed a prayer God didn't answer. You got me? He never prayed a prayer that God didn't answer. And then he says, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Do you hear that? God loves me just as much as he loved his son. Father, listen to this part of the prayer. I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory and the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. There's never been a time that God didn't exist. There's never been a time that Jesus didn't exist. If you'll read very closely in the Old Testament, the history of the Jewish nation, you will witness when it's talking about, and the Lord was there, or an angel. When you see when the Lord was there, that was Jesus. But you see, as Jesus walked through Old Testament time for us, all of them always pointed to the time in Bethlehem and Judea a Savior would be born. Jesus would say, that's me. I'm coming. I'm going to live the human existence. I'm going to feel the human pain. I'm going to be tempted by temptation that you can't imagine. And I'm going to conquer. And by the way, because I love you so much, I'm going to conquer death. Your death. Larry, I'm going to the cross. I'm the sacrifice for each one of you. I'm going to conquer. And he did. He paid the penalty for me. I'm going to the grave. But I ain't staying there. I'm going to conquer it because I love you. I'm going to conquer that grave. And I'm coming back from the death. While I conquer the grave, I will conquer death. And whoever calls on my name will never see death. You got me? No, I would not have, the other Sunday, I couldn't have seen the death. I would have seen Jesus. I was looking for him. I would have seen Jesus. But you see, Jesus still has a plan. Well, you think he'd let me in on it? No, I don't think he probably would. You'd be hiding around the next corner if you knew what was coming. But he said, I want you to know this. Whoever calls on my name will be saved and will escape death forever and ever saved. And it doesn't start when I leave this body. It's already started. I got it. It's a gift from God. How do I know? I have God's word on it. Larry, I'm not going to leave you alone. When you're hurting, I'll be there with you. I'll hear your cries of agony. But at the time I have chosen, you will come to be with me. But until then, be about your Father's business, just like I am. Oh, you know what I really love about that part? I'm part of his Father's business. He's watching after me. You and I, each one of us, it ain't over. And for the Christian, it never will be. Believe, trust, obey, for there's no other way. You have God's word on it. He'll see you through. That's God's word. And it doesn't get better than God's word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for life, for love, for your truth. It's for your word, Father. We praise your holy name. Give to each of us now the direction we need to go to spread your word, to spread your love, to be about your business, for you're taking care of ours. We ask your blessing on each one that's present. I ask you, Father, to touch the heart of those who don't know Jesus. Touch their heart that they might truly be able to stand and say, I believe. Help us, Father, that we might help one another. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.